Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. There's a donations link on the side. You can find me at Red Circle. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Okay, End Time World News, folks, as you know, if you're just tuning in, End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding truth in issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. We're a podcast about everyday life, hope, God, Jesus Christ, news, current and world events. So with that said, let's get into today's news. Today's news comes from shtfplan.com. That's shtfplan.com. And there's going to be a link down below. A lot of times I only usually leave links on my video podcast that I do, folks. But in this particular case, this is very, very interesting. I've caught this in alternative media several different times. They're trying to bury this story because they don't want people to know what's going on. The rest of the people out there, the rest of the everybody out there does not know. There's very few of us that's picked this up. So again, I want to go ahead with this story. And whether this happens or not on Friday may or may not happen. But again, I just want you to be prepared as a Christian, as a believer in Christ. I want you to be prepared. I want you to always be prepared. So something pretty crazy might happen this Friday. So that would be the 9th of July, 2021. And the article reads, dated today, July 6, 2021, from shtfplan.com. The article reads as follows. Rulers prepare to execute cyber polygon drill on Friday. The cyber polygon drill is a unique cybersecurity event that combines the world's largest technical training exercise for corporate teams and online conference feature senior officials from international organizations and leading corporations. The global elitists are going to test what a massive cyber attack that takes down the infrastructure and power grid worldwide would look like. For those who think this is not a big deal, please remember Event 201, which was a simulation of the coronavirus pandemic, and which the media was used to constantly pushing fear manipulation to the public into obedient compliance without any amount of ridiculous commandments. What would a cyber polygon bring? Nothing good, since it's part of the World Economic Forum's agenda for totalitarian global domination. Following up on last year's cyber pandemic simulation, this year's cyber polygon would hold training exercises responding to a targeted chain attack in the corporate ecosystem in real time. And that's according to a report by Sociable. And again, running a parallel to the training exercise will be discussions on how to tackle everything from ransomware to supply chain hacks to implementing resilient digital currencies and the desire for global governance in the internet. This is a quote from World Economic Forum. He is the leader there. If you will, Klaus Schwab, the WEF, or World Economic Forum, this was quoted in 2020. We all don't know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as we know as a whole. So what if the rulers do turn off the power? What if, in order to get it back, your compliance will be mandatory? What about digital currencies? What about slave wages? Those will be contingent and a doubt traced, tracked, and surveilled. We know that that's the goal. These are just the questions. I am not slating anything here. The COVID crisis would be seen as respect a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. And Schwab said, and keep it in mind that every single ruler in the master's theme of never letting a good crisis go to waste, even one fabricated. That's what you have to understand, folks. These people, these ruling elite, and again, let me explain that. Stop and pause here for just a second and tell you, whether you know it or not, whether you want to admit it or not, and you might not know just for lack of knowledge, which is okay, you have to understand that there is, the devil is running the earth for a certain period of time. These people that I'm going to name here, these families, are in essence and reality doing business. They are possessed by the devil. They have done business with the devil. They are possessed with the devil. These people going back to the bloodlines, and I don't want to get too deep because this will start to get very confusing. I try to keep things as simple as possible on this podcast, folks. The Rothschilds family, Jacob Rothschilds, David Rothschilds, etc., the Rockefellers, the Rockefeller and the Rockefeller family and the foundation, the Bilderberg family, and then down the food chain, George Soros, way down the food chain, the Clintons are there. You have Gates, you have Fauci, you have Zuckerberg of Facebook in that mix as well. These are global elites. They're all part of the game. The primary ones that control things are the Rothschild family. They sit very quietly, very quietly, and they just analyze things, and they pay other people to analyze things, professionals all over the world. Then they decide how they're going to play the game. They don't just have billions of dollars. The Rockefeller family has accumulated over the course of in their family and wealth trillions of dollars, trillions with a T. A lot of people don't think that, but they're not even listed on Forbes, and they pay Forbes to keep them out of the richest people in the world because they have enough money to go around the world. Let's put it this way, at least the Rothschilds family and Rockefellers, but Rothschilds primarily, they have enough money to go around the world probably 10 or 20 or 30 times or more. Seriously. These are the evil families and bloodlines that are behind a lot of this. So Klaus Schwab with the World Economic Forum is just a spinoff of an organization funded by the Rockefellers, funded by the Rothschilds family. That's what you have to understand. So there's always behind everything, there's always a core evil. You have to understand until Jesus Christ returns. So let me go back to the article here. The first topics of the discussion of this year's Cyber Polygon 2021 agenda is New World, New Currency, How to Make Financial System Resilient as Digital Currencies Proliferate. They have already told us what they're planning to do prior to major ransomware attacks on critical infrastructures this year. The WEF, or World Economic Forum, released a short video in January 18th of 2021, warning about a cyber attack with COVID-like characteristics that would spread faster and further than any biological virus. I believe there will be another crisis. It will be more significant. We need to start this cooperation and understanding early so that when this crisis does hit, we're in a position to respond effectively to it. I would anticipate that when we do see the next crisis, it will be faster than what we've seen with COVID. The exponential growth rate will be much steeper. The impact will be much greater. And as a result, the economic and social implications will be even more significant. And that's from Jeremy Jurgens, a World Economic Forum, back in 2020. So they said this a year ago. However, this article is brand new, but these are people quoting back a year ago, telling us now what is going to happen. Okay, trends emerging from last year, the desire for consolidation and centralization of power between corporations and state, the desire to censor fake news, disinformation, misinformation, and then also a desire for the adoption and digital identity schemes. And then, of course, Tony Blair, who's a major advocate of cyber polygon. All we can do is continue to prepare, remain alert, just be ready for anything. If the power grid does go down, the power grid, banking system, so on and so forth, folks, if it does go down for a substantial period of time, those who fail to make any preparations will resort in theft or violence, which we don't want. I never, ever, ever condone theft or violence or anything to break the law. I don't. I always remain faithful and loyal to God through Jesus Christ, and you should too. Take the time to make sure, in this case, you have adequate preps and supplies, and defend those preps. So again, like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And I want to just tell and just bring you some hope as well. This podcast is also about hope, not just doom and gloom. A prayer for strength is often needed in difficult times. God is always here for us to give us strength and to lift our hearts when all seems hopeless. Okay, and I know right now some of you folks listening to this podcast are not feeling very good. Maybe you're feeling sick right now. Maybe you're feeling hopeless. Maybe you feel there's no way out. All I can do all things through Christ, which reminds me, and that's in Philippians 4, chapter 13. May all these prayers for strength inspire and encourage and give you faith when you need it the most. And just remember, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength, and that's in Philippians 4:13. For strength and wisdom, I just want to repeat just a couple quick prayers here, folks, and I think we need this definitely. This is a prayer for strength and wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with me and following me to cry out to you in my times of need. It is amazing to me that the Lord of the universe would take the time to listen to me and to care about what I say. God, there are things happening around me right now that I do not understand. And of course there are. Some of these things make me feel weak, helpless, and afraid. Even in the midst of this, I know that you are the Lord. I know that the situation is in your hands, and I trust you. I beseech you for strength and wisdom that I will be able to come and I will be able to endure the situation and I'll be able to handle it in a way that would bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. And just remember, folks, don't ever be ashamed, feeling weak. Remember the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 12:10, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and the distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So just remember that. And in closing, folks, as we conclude today's podcast here, I just want to ask and pray and ask that if there's somebody out there that's not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, okay? I just want to read this prayer. I don't want to beat anybody up. A lot of people are yelling and screaming at people all the time, ranting and raving, and I understand the passion. But I think what we're lacking in today's society is we're lacking love, we're lacking understanding, we're lacking comprehension and understanding, and most importantly, we're lacking the empathy. It's the empathy, being able to understand when somebody is in a different situation, trying to be able to relate to that person, trying to be able to show that person love in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's the problem, I think, with today's world. And there is a fundamental misunderstanding sometimes of people and people in the pulpit, meaning preachers, different things like that, reverends, preachers, people that are preaching the Word of God. I think it's most importantly to just talk to people as Jesus did back in the day, rather than yell and scream, rant and rave, and scare people, especially in these crazy, crazy, crazy times, folks. People around the world are going nuts. People are dying. They're dying. They're dying from this pandemic. They're dying from different things. And when you die, you don't want to die. You don't want to miss going to heaven and not giving your life for Jesus Christ. You don't want to end up in hell. But that's not what I'm going to talk about here, folks, as I conclude. I'm not going to scare you with hell. I'm just going to simply point out, as I always have, talking to you just like a best friend, just like I would my best friend. I'm going to tell you exactly what the consequences are. Because why? Because I love you as a person. I love you as a human being. I love you as a believer in Christ. And if you're not a believer in Christ, I still love you as a person. I have that human compassion. I still love you no matter what. So if you want, go to a quiet place in your room, in your house, in a corner somewhere where you can pray this prayer. It'll only take 2 or 3 minutes here. Here's a prayer, just a simple prayer if you're not giving your life to Jesus Christ. And I invite you just to invite him into yours, to invite him into your heart. Here's just a simple prayer if you like. Just repeat after me, folks. Here we go. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person that's truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you prayed the salvation prayer, if you just prayed that prayer, folks, God bless you, and God will bless you. The next step is for you to find a good church and start getting into a Bible. Order a good Bible, I would recommend. And again, it's all up to you. There's lots of good versions of the Bible out there. I prefer a King James Version, a 1611 edition. If you don't have that, matter of fact, as long as you have a Bible, that's what matters. But I try to keep the Word of God, and I try to keep it as pure as humanly possible. So I just want you to know that, okay? So in that version, that's a fairly, pretty rather pure version of the Bible. So a lot of times over the years, over the hundreds of years, the Bible's gotten distorted. So that's a pretty good edition. Like I said, there's a lot of fine versions of the Bible out there. So you'll want to go to your pastor, get into a good church, get into a church that's preaching the Word of God, and then also get a good Bible first and foremost, then get into a good church that preaches the Word of God. That's what I'd recommend, and start studying and getting to that Word of God. And that's the most important thing for you to do right now, if you prayed that prayer, if you prayed the salvation prayer with me. God bless you, folks. Again, like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. This is Eric. I'm your host of End Time World News. God bless you again, and thank you very much for listening. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, folks, God bless you and your families, and stay well during these trying times. I love you all. Thank you. I'm out of here. Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.